Time now for WCHL Trivia. And it's brought to you by your local Aflac agent, Chuck Whalen. Business owners balance benefit costs with employee needs. Aflac, at no cost to the business, helps provide benefits fast and directly to offset rising out-of-pocket expenses. Contact Chuck Whalen at 919-794-7610. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, let's welcome in Freddie Kiger.
Thank you so much, Ron. Thank you out there, folks. Hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah.
Hope everybody's got some plans for tomorrow night, whether it be dining or going to a festival party or just staying in home and just hanging out.
Yeah. I think, you know, as long as you keep yourself under control, Freddie, and don't let your freak flag fly too high, you're going to be all right.
I think I'm going to be good. I'm going to be, I'm going to have, like, you know, several shepherds herding me from one place to the other. It's going to be kind of quiet. I just want to go to a nice place, have nice dinner, actually going over to Acme in Carrboro. It's a great place. But we're lucky. We have so many great places in town. Gosh, the Lantern and 411. And this could go on. The Elaine's and on and on.
We have so many great restaurants in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It really is fantastic.
Yeah.
And then just kind of, you know, don't even have to be out when the magic moment starts or begins. I just go home.
I know you've been doing restaurant reviews since the 70s, certainly.
Oh, of course.
Tijuana Fats and so many others that are no longer here. Zoom Zoom.
The Rat.
And the Rat. Yeah, exactly.
Where you could get your gambler and lay your arms down and and medium fry your arms.
Get a bowl of cheese. Yeah.
Hey, you know, we don't want to forget also that tonight, ACC play starts for Roy Williams and the Tar Heels.
Yeah.
The Clemson Tigers come to town.
Yeah, well.
Hoping that they might get a Christmas gift a little late.
Yeah.
But on paper,
odds are not with them.
The odds are not good. The force will not be with them.
But you know, one of these days it's going to be broken.
One of these days it's going to happen, and it will make national news.
But each Tar Heel team does not want it to be them.
No. You do not want to be the team that lets down and allows the Tigers to slip away from Chapel Hill with a W.
You know it can't go on forever, though.
No.
So, anyway.
Well, today we're doing construction trivia.
Construction.
Put on your yellow hard hat.
Yeah, I've got it on right now.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah, thank you.
Looking good.
You're looking good.
All right, here we go, folks.
I knew that you would. Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
Tell me why are manhole covers made round? Why are manhole covers made round?
Well, a simple answer is to cover up a round hole.
Well, that's correct. But,
there's another reason. That's not what you're getting at.
No, that's not what I'm getting.
Wake up with WCHL weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. I'm Ron Stutz. We've got all your local news, sports, traffic, and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, local commentaries, WCHL hometown heroes, good clean jokes, and a lot more. You will hear from Nikki Morse, the entire WCHL award-winning news team, Freddie Kiger, Wayne Pond, Art Chansky, D.G. Martin, and a whole lot more. So wake up with us and wrap up your day with Aaron Keck on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL and streaming live all over the world on chapelboro.com. Freddie Kiger, you know, maybe I should have called up some of my buddies at Owassa.
Exactly.
And tell us why the manhole covers are round.
Yeah, why are they round?
I don't know, so the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles could get in there with their shells?
I like that answer, actually.
I don't know.
Made famous by a job interview question by the folks at Microsoft.
Yeah.
Okay. A round manhole cover cannot fall through its circular opening.
Well, is that right?
It can't go through.
Never thought about that.
Yeah. Now, a square manhole cover may fall in if it were inserted diagonally.
Yeah.
But a round manhole cover, because you know you got a little lip underneath.
Yeah.
Nope, ain't going through.
What an interesting...
How about that?
Interesting little tidbit there.
Yeah, the existence of a lip holding up the lid means that the underlying hole is smaller than the cover.
Right.
So other shapes might suffice, but the round manhole cover ain't going through the hole.
Wow. I've spent a little time in New Orleans. I know you have, too. But they're real big on manhole covers down there. They have a lot of things.
Paint them.
Like in the shape of a manhole cover. Paint them. Put stuff on them. N-O-L-A.
And there are some folks who have made the illegal practice of taking them for their content, the lead content or what have you.
Exactly.
And, I don't know, either melting it down or selling it on the black market to something else.
Well, we're certainly not in favor of that.
Nope. Don't. No, it's not a good idea to walk into an open manhole.
That's a great question, man.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, let's get together tomorrow night for New Year's, or tomorrow morning for New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All right.